The stars provide the business edge. What if you could look down on your little business empire from the highest mountain? Wouldn't you be able to see things with much greater clarity? By the same token, what if you could look down on your empire from the heavens? Then you'd be able to see not only how things are unfolding for you, but also what everyone else is up to. That is exactly the perspective you get when employing the ancient science of Vedic astrological calculation to determine your next move and your best business strategy. Everything in the universe goes through various cycles. In fact, cycles within cycles. Within a year, there are 12 months. Within a month, 30 days. Within a day, 24 hours. And within an hour, 60 minutes. Astrological cycles operate in a similar manner, but particular effects and probable outcomes can be assigned to each of the cycles. This affords a long-term planning capability, and it also shows how things are likely to unfold in any area of endeavor. Having been a Western Hemisphere pioneer and practitioner of Vedic astrology for some 30 years, I have developed some expertise and understanding of how this science actually works. I count among my many thousands of clients many Fortune 500 executives, as well as innovative entrepreneurs and many small business owners. Some of them may never admit to using my services, but they wouldn't make important decisions without first determining the possible outcomes provided by Vedic astrological insight. It is usually executives within the companies that utilize astrological services, and not the corporations themselves. But let us remember that it is the executives, the entrepreneurs, and the business owners who make all the important decisions. In today's highly competitive world markets, any advantage that can be gained will be sought by business people who are capable of thinking outside the box. And that is where Vedic astrology fits in. One client recalls the time she was offered a business opportunity with a family member. I advised that this was not something she should go into with blind trust, and that she must secure a solid contract before turning over any funds to the family member. Had she not heeded the advice, she recognizes that she would now be $100,000 short. Other clients, real estate investors, consulted with me over a period of many years before buying or investing in any property deals or opportunities, except one. They purchased a vacation condo in a foreign country, which became the nightmare that wouldn't end, until they were finally able to sell it at a lower price than they had paid. Many other successful commercial property investments were made under my guidance with this same group of investors. A well-heeled client intended to sink several million into oil exploration shares with a company that had discovered a promising vein off the Irish coast. I told him to stay away from this investment, since they wouldn't find anything worth extracting and would most likely meet with disappointment. A year and a half later, my words came true, and they gave up on their exploration at that site. He called me and breathed a major sigh of relief, since we had found a more lucrative position for his investment euros. Another client who manufactures products in China found astrological advice indispensable when it came to dealing with a troublesome buyer in the southern U.S. I told him to bide his time and wait for the right opportunity to turn things around. When the opportunity presented itself astrologically, He took action, and the circumstance turned in his favor. I gave another client the green light on a short-term investment of $500,000. 2 months later, he had made a $133,000 profit on that investment. I told a woman in Germany to hold off for 1 year before opening her new DVD and video superstore because things were very unfavorable at present. After the year was over, success would be pretty much guaranteed for her in that business. Unfortunately, she did not heed my advice and went forward immediately. She spent her older husband's nest egg funds on a business whose doors never opened. To top it off, he became ill and there was no money left for his required health care. Unfortunately, they lost everything. I recommended that a client in Seattle go forward with a new and innovative business in partnership with a foreign financial partner. I also told them exactly when to begin their new venture. Within a year, they were earning in the neighborhood of $1 to $2 million gross revenue per month. I advised one client that no matter what, do not invest any money in the stock market in the coming year. A friend brought a stock investment opportunity to him with the usual buzzwords. This is the opportunity of a lifetime. You have to get in on the ground floor. You snooze, you lose. Feverish with the frenzy that the stockbroker had whipped up for these investors, my client threw $100,000 at this opportunity and promptly lost it before the year was out. Another property investor and developer in the Pacific Northwest consulted with me over a period of 10 years, telling me that I had saved him millions with his many investments over time. He said he was so grateful that one of these days he was just going to write me a big check. He must have been drunk with success at the time because I still haven't seen that check. What are the typical ways that businesses, executives, and proprietors utilize my diverse astrological services? In the human resources area, Vedic astrology can accurately assess the strengths and weaknesses of each employee and how his or her career is likely to unfold. This is especially important when it comes to hiring executives whose decisions will take the company into the future. If you wish to enter into a partnership or co-venture with another person or company, you will want to look at the success potential of that venture and see whether or not the participants will be on the same wavelength and act cooperatively. This is called business compatibility. Another effective area for success in business is consulting question charts. People sometimes want to know how things are potentially going to work out. They want to know what's likely to happen if they go forward with a particular partnership or merger, start a new business, invest in specific stocks, buy a particular property, acquire a business, expand their existing business, etc. They may need to decide which cities or locations would be most successful and profitable for a planned business expansion. There is a good time and a bad time to do everything. Did you ever buy a car that was a lemon? We can, to a certain extent, circumvent negative forces and begin things when the cosmic energies are at their most favorable by using success charts. For example, there are times of planting and harvest that are beneficial. In the Northern Hemisphere, generally speaking, people don't plant crops in December because their natural growth cycle will be inhibited. Crops are typically planted in the spring, and the harvest is reaped in the fall. Since there are favorable times for doing every single thing of importance, Why not get the universal forces working on your behalf? A success chart can advise you of the best time to begin any endeavor, such as starting a new business, acquiring an existing business, making a career change, moving your company to a new location, property investment, stock market investment, etc. These then are the most common uses of Vedic astrology in business applications. I look forward to hearing from you and helping you grow your business and advising you of the best times to forge your new frontiers. Thank you.